the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, mark June 27th and September 10th on your calendars. That's when President Biden and former President Donald Trump are set to face off in general election debates. The CNN debate is on June 27th in Atlanta with no audience presence. That'll start at 9 p.m. The second debate will be hosted by ABC News on September 10th, but it's not clear if an audience will be present at that debate. Biden challenged Trump this morning on social media, and Trump quickly accepted. A group of TikTok content creators is suing the U.S. government over its efforts to ban the popular app.
A law signed by President Biden last month calls for TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance to sell the app or have it banned in the U.S. In the lawsuit, the creators call the law unconstitutionally overbroad and argue it violates the First Amendment rights of users. The creators claim the law bans an entire medium of communication and all the speech communicated through that medium, even though, at the very least, the vast majority of that speech is protected. I'm Brian Shook.
There's talk about raising the sales tax in New Jersey. During a hearing Tuesday, the chairman of the New Jersey Senate Budget Committee, Paul Sarlo, asked members of the Office of Legislative Services on the impact of going from a 6.6% to 7% sales tax. He implied that it would be in place of the corporation tax on higher earning income companies, which varies from year to year. Sarlo clarified to reporters afterward that he's not advocating for increasing the sales tax, but says that it's an option and a more stable revenue source. The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
According to the report, the cargo ship Dolly was leaving the Baltimore Harbor on March 26th when it lost electrical power and propulsion before striking a support pier, causing the bridge to collapse and kill six construction workers. Investigators also determined the ship suffered a blackout on March 25th, the day before it left the Port of Baltimore. The NTSB will continue to investigate the collapse before issuing a final report. I'm Rick Hochul.
New Jersey Transit offering refunds for certain one-way tickets. The rail agency says refunds will be made available for unused one-way bus, rail, and light rail tickets purchased prior to June 1st. That also applies to rail 10-trip tickets. The full details are at nj1015.com. nj1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Heavy rain continues, but for how long? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.